CliffCentral.com.
All right, have we got Dr. Mark? Let me see if he's there and he's ready for us.
Ryan was in here and on the phone, so yay!
Morning, guys.
Morning, how are you?
Love your glasses.
You know what? I try. I don't have a sparkling personality, so I'm trying with the glasses.
Nonsense. All right, so Dr. Mark, we don't want to waste any time with you. I want to go straight into it because Pumi was laughing at me and mocking me earlier because I take a whole bunch of supplements every morning. So I've got a bunch of things here, omega-3s. And am I a stupid idiot who's wasting my money, or are there some of these that you would recommend to your patients?
Gareth, I'm going to ask you a simple question. What was your first car?
It was a City Golf.
Okay, what are you driving now?
I don't own a car at the moment, but thanks to Phil Kutzer at DeWitt Motors, I'm driving a Mercedes at the moment, which is much better than City Golf.
What's the difference between the two cars other than just the cost?
Well, I mean, everything, Doc. This car is
everything. When it comes to... When it comes to supplementation, think of the same principle. It's all about the technology. So the problem that we have today is if you walk into any of your retail pharmacies or into any of your health stores, or even just into Clicks or Pick and Pay, there's one big aisle allocated to supplementation.
Yes.
The problem is that if you take any of those just willy-nilly, you really do not know what you're taking. And when it comes to supplementation, that's the problem. Everything that is on the bottle will be found in some form or another in the actual tablet. But whether you're absorbing it, whether it's in the right quantity, that becomes an issue. So all of us need supplementation in one form or another. It's whether we actually get something that works.
Okay, so, I mean, basically, this is what Pumi was saying, more or less the same. I hate to give
Dr.
Pumi
Mark,
all the
credit. Do you need a nurse there in your clinic?
No, I think there's one needed at the studios.
And she pretty much said exactly the same thing and then said to me, well, you've got to go for blood tests. You've got to do it properly if you want to do this. You got to figure out where you have things. And this is what you've said to me before as well, is go and do the proper tests. Figure out what your system needs. Figure out what you need to do, and then you can take this seriously. Otherwise, you're just wasting money. So that's pretty much it, right?
Gareth, I'm going to ask you the question, why do you think you need to take supplementation?
Well, again, this is just it's something that came up in conversation the other day. A friend of mine said, well, I take these and these and these, and it's made me feel much, much better. But he's not a doctor, and it might work for him, but it might not work for me. Is that the correct answer?
Well, I was thinking more along the line that if we look at our diets, all of our diets are depleted in enough nutrients. We are not eating the same foods, not made the same anymore. It doesn't have the same qualities as it used to have 20 or 30 years ago. So nutritional depletion for us is a real, real problem. Now, add to that pollutants, the way we live, stress, et cetera, there is higher demand on our body's natural stores. And these get depleted, and they lead to problems in hormone systems. And this is why we supplement. If we, for instance, look at energy metabolism, where your thyroid plays a role, think of your thyroid hormones as the furnaces that's supposed to burn energy to give us electricity. So I like using Eskom because like our energy metabolism, it's not working. So you can transport glucose from the blood to the power station, okay? And for that, you need insulin. But at the power station, the stuff actually needs to be burned to form ATP. That's what the body uses as energy. Right. But for that whole thing to work, you need magnesium, you need zinc, you need selenium, you need CoQ10, you need vitamin D, you need iron. So if one of those are not functioning, or if one of those are depleted, the whole system starts crashing again, like Eskom. If it's cable theft or someone somewhere doesn't have electricity. And that's the problem that we are facing today. So supplementation is crucial, but it needs to be done correctly. Boom.
I have a question about collagen. Right. So there's a big fad.
I like this
now.
One.
There's a big fad. There's collagen everywhere. There's like cheap collagen, expensive collagen. There's broth collagen. There's powder. Can't I just make a bony broth? And
I thank you for saying that, because the bone broth that you are going to make, you actually know that you're going to get collagen. The one that you buy online that comes in a powder, in a bottle or in a tub, you might as well, in some instances, take some old horse hoof and grind it up because it contains collagen. Whether you're going to absorb that collagen, that's the issue. Collagen goes through the gut. If you put something into your mouth, it needs to be absorbed through the gut. And collagen is not readily absorbed through the gut. I'm going to stick my neck out now and say that there are two collagens on the market. They're both liquid collagens with scientific data to prove the absorption and efficacy on various conditions, from skin to bone to wound healing to dental work to eyes to hair growth. But they have scientific studies that prove the efficacy. The stuff that you buy, go and try and find any data. Again, it comes to, this is a brilliant thing to take. Just make sure that what you are taking is backed up by science and not glorified marketing.
No one talks about nutrition. We can't hear you, Gareth.
Sorry. I wanted to just quickly address the thing that you actually came on to talk to us about. And this is an area of confusion for people. Metabolism. Everybody talks about their metabolism. And, as I get older, my metabolism has got slower. So now I need to eat differently and exercise differently. And what's the truth of all of this? And, Doc, have they discovered any new things about metabolism?
So if we look at metabolism, we're actually looking at all the chemical processes that happens in the body. So that's the metabolism. Mm-hmm. So it's not just your energy metabolism. It's the detoxifying. It's blood pressure. Everything that has to do with a chemical process forms part of your metabolism. So what we are finding, and this is quite frightening, weight gain and obesity in Africa is one of the fastest growing diseases. And in the World Health Organization has classified obesity as a chronic disease, and therefore it should be treated as such. So often we judge people with excessive weight and say, they really are the way they are because of what they eat or how they eat. And if they exercise a little bit more willpower, they won't be so obese. Now, actually, that's been turned around. And we can safely say that you are what you do not eliminate. And weight loss is no longer only willpower, but more a fact of biology. And here we're looking at the metabolic processes again, where you absorb food, where you transport and where you digest the food, in other words, your gut. How do you transport that energy that you get from your food to the cells, and then how you use this in the cells? So here we have a couple of hormones that immediately come to mind. You have insulin that is responsible for glucose metabolism. That's something that I think you really can control with diet. Right. And then you have your thyroid. So many of our patients are presenting with hypothyroidism or underactive thyroid, or at least subclinical hypothyroidism. And this is where on paper the thyroid looks okay, but it's not functioning because of your cofactors that you don't have. Iron metabolism plays an incredibly big role. There's a direct correlation between obesity and iron deficiency. We don't know which one is causing which, if it's the obesity that causes iron deficiency through its suppression of hormones in the liver or activation of hormones in the liver. And then, as I said, vitamin D, CoQ10, magnesium, trace elements, that's responsible for thyroid metabolism, so energy metabolism. I think one of the... Sorry, Gareth.
No, no, just because we're kind of out of time here already, but you've got your show, and I invite people to listen to this because you can get into more detail on Dr. Mark's show. It's the Tea Health Show. It's Dr. Mark from the Tea Clinic, and you can find out on Thursdays at 9 a.m. what's happening on the show, or you can get the podcast anytime you like. Are you going to be talking about this today?
No, actually, today our show was sponsored by Sulal, and we're talking about skincare. Sulal has a skincare range which is very affordable, very effective, and very easy to use. It's a beautiful range to start a young person on, and you know what, you can buy it at any discount. So we're talking about that range today.
Fantastic. Doc, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We will catch up with you at 9 o'clock. And what do you want to put?
Can the Sulal do something about this little...
Yeah. And Apooms, you need to come and see me.
This one.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mark. Nice to see you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good. There's Dr. Mark. You can catch his show on Cliff Central, 9 a.m. on a Thursday. Make sure you don't miss it. CliffCentral.com.